Hello, everybody. Welcome to Watering You Podcast. I'm your host, Jamia, and we are back with another amazing episode. If you are new here, then we are a self-growth, self-improvement podcast. We talk about many things, so by all means, stay, get acquainted with the family. If you've been listening to me, then welcome back, my honey. I'm so grateful for all the constant love and support that you guys show. I really am grateful. Like, we're on episode, I know it's double digit, so that says a lot. I'm gonna just give you guys like a debrief on what's been going on lately. So, I feel like life has kind of been like, I don't want to say like beating my ass, because life hasn't been that bad, but I've definitely been going through some trials and tribulations, and it's like, you ever just like go through like unexpected things and you're just trying to find ways to like navigate through that situation and still keep your sanity? Like, But, I did go see that movie, Bad Boys. It was a really good movie. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to say anything, but that was actually a really good movie. And I wanted to get ice cream afterwards because I was on my period. And I, of course, I'm just a girl. I need ice cream on my period to feel better. Gosh, went to get some ice cream and the line was like almost to the street. Baby, I hit that U-turn so fast. You couldn't even tell I was even, babe. I smacked the UE so fast. I was like, you know what? This is a sign from God that I don't need no ice cream. My back already big and some are already here. It doesn't need to be bigger any minute. It doesn't need to be any bigger. So respectfully, I was like, they could be big backs. Let me stop. I'm not going to talk about them because they got the ice cream. Good for them. You know what? I'm happy for them. I'm so happy for them. No, I'm kidding, but I really want an ice cream. And God was like, no, child, go home. So I went home and I drank water like a sad child. But yeah, so that was that. I can't believe how hot it's getting. Like, it's like an uncomfortable type of hot. It's like a yucky type of hot. Like, why are we in the 80s? Why are we in the 90s? And we're only in June. Keep in mind, we have July, August, and September. I believe that August is the hottest month that can... July and August, those are the hottest months, and those months honestly scare me. Like, if I could honestly just crawl underneath the dirt and hibernate till summer's over, I would love that, but I can't do that, unfortunately. So my skin is just gonna have to melt off, apparently. But yeah, life has been lifing. And you know, it's crazy because I love the podcast. I love doing my podcast. And I know that it's just something I just have to continue to be consistent with to, like, continue to see the results that I want. I think results right now are kind of slow. They're steady. They're steady results. Like, you know, like, the growth with people, like, listening to it and, like, numbers increasing. But it's, like, me, I just be wanting, like, I want, like, 3,000 followers and, like, 5,000 listeners. But I'm, like... It takes consistency. It takes time. So just keep pushing. And I think it's just something I have to keep pushing forward until I get to where I want to be. But I'll be having days where I'll be questioning, like, is this podcast for me? Like, is this something I should keep doing? Because, you know, but like I said before, even if I have 3 listeners, those are 3 listeners that may, you know, take what I say and then they go spread the word. And now we're at 3,000. So, you know, I'm going to remain a positive noodle. I'm just letting you guys know. Sometimes I be in a little funk. And I be like, why hasn't my podcast blown up? Like, why isn't it being talked about on the news? I'm confused. But, yeah, that's my debrief. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. Like, I don't know. It's kind of yucky. But, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I was gonna make today a mini episode, but I don't know. I have a tendency to go off on tangents, aka rambling on to different things. So I'm gonna try to stay on topic. I really, 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 really am. I have my notes in front of me. But self-worth is such a, it's like a touchy subject. So we'll see if we can wrap this up in 10 minutes. I highly doubt it because we're already like 4 minutes in. But without further ado, let's talk about it, darling. So, Today's episode is about your self-worth. You know, let's cut the shit, okay? Let's get straight to it. Like, when you know your self-worth, you don't settle for less. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I'm no longer trying to keep it PG on here. I could care less, honestly. Y'all about to see the real personality. Because I've been seeing some teens around, and I'm just like, was your self-worth took into consideration at all? Does that make sense? Like, when you know your worth, you don't entertain things that don't align with you and that aren't going to help you achieve your goals that you have. When you know your self-worth, you don't live in scarcity mode. When you know your self-worth, you know that you are capable of receiving the love that you are able to give. You know? Like, I know that when it comes to, like, knowing your self-worth, it does get lonely. And I can testify to that. It gets lonely because you're no longer, like, entertaining things just to have company. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you have, like, an abundance mindset when it comes to, like, not knowing your worth. Because you're like, I just want everybody around me. I want certain people around me because I don't want to be lonely. I want as much people around me. I want, like, as many distractions to prevent me from honestly having to sit and think with myself. You know, I feel like you're not thinking long term. You're thinking short term. And I feel like that's not going to serve you in the long run. You know, that's not what you want. That's not what you want. It's not. I think that also when it comes to not knowing your worth, I feel like also you just seek attention. And all attention is not good intention. All attention is not good intention. You know, sometimes you gotta tell yourself, like, keep it. Keep the stares. Keep the eyes. Keep the lust. Keep the compliments. Keep the conversations. Keep the dates. Keep the attention. You know, keep the company. Get out my face. Get out my phone. You know what I mean? Keep the FaceTime calls, the good morning text messages, the casual dating, the situationships, the friends with benefits, the complicated relationships, the back and forth. Oh, girl, it's making my head hurt just thinking about it. Oh, my gosh. Ew, brother. Ew, brother. Ew. Get out of the way. I rebuke you. Ew. Shoo. Shoo. Like, please. The friends with benefits, the meaningless sex because you lack self-discipline. Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. I know a lot of people that just be out here, you know, having sex because they lack self-discipline. They're like, well, I don't really need to have sex, or I don't really want to have sex, but it's like, it's there. Like, oh, I know he wants it or she wants it. You know, we like each other. You know, it's just something we casually do, but it's not something I need. Okay, so why do you do it? You shouldn't just be having sex just because there's a person available to you. That's like cake. That's like there's a piece of cake being in front of you. You don't have to eat it. You're just lacking self-discipline to walk away because you're being a fat ass. Like, hate to be rude, but like, come on. Having meaningless sex because you lack self-discipline. I hate that for you. Be a little more selfish with yourself. Be a little more bougie. Like, you know what? Nah. Nah, I'ma keep it to myself. I'ma keep my cookie in a jar, or, you know, guys, I'ma keep my noodle in my pants. Noodle. I feel like that wasn't the best term to use, but we're gonna do it today. I feel like all of those things, like the, you know, the friends with benefits, the, you know, attention seeking, blah blah blah. I feel like those are all temporary fixes to make you feel good in the moment, to boost your ego, to validate you. But essentially, they're not helping your self-worth. Because if they were, you wouldn't still be doing it. You wouldn't even need those things. Like, excuse me. When it comes to your self-worth, there's certain things that just no longer serve you. You don't need people to boost your ego. You don't. You don't need to constantly, you know, feel validated and, you know, reassured on every little thing because you're that secure with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, why would you put your time and energy into basically a situationship? You know, at this point, it's not gonna lead you anywhere. They're not helping you grow. or get to the place that you want to be at. Essentially, you're doing it for attention. It could be sort of like you need some entertainment out of boredom. You're uncomfortable with being by yourself. Like, you don't really like want to sit with your thoughts. And most likely, it could really stem deeper than that. You know, in reality, you could just be a sad person and you're using other people to fill that void. Yeah. And if it's any of those things, then it should really become like a top priority of yours to take some time out to yourself and discover yourself first. You know, dig deep on those internal issues and self-discover yourself. Like, there's nothing greater than going through like a trial and tribulation and like coming out on top afterwards. Like, you know what, I was going through this, I was going through these bumps and these humps and these airs and these, you know, tumultuous situations, and you come out like, you know what, I had to go through the fire to come out on top. Now look at me, I'm a phoenix. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm sorry guys, don't hate me, but I feel like somebody has to say it. I feel like somebody had to say it, and I'm just saying it. I'm sorry, don't hate me. I'm sorry. Like, don't continue to mess with people until you get to your breaking point with them. Like, don't. That's another one. Do not continue to mess with people until you get to your breaking point with them. Mm-mm. Recognize the signs early on that if someone doesn't value you, you know, or disrespects you, like, know your worth enough to walk away. Know that, you know, their goals and their values don't align with yours, etc. Just leave early before your feelings get too invested. Leave before you start getting stressed out, before your day even begins. You know, leave before you end up stuck in a situation that you can't get out of. I feel like when you don't know your self-worth, you get wrapped up into some shit. Okay? We've all been there. We've all been there. Don't say you haven't. You're lying. You're fibbing. You're fibbing. We've all, and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not pointing at you. I'm just saying it's natural. It's human. It's okay. We've all been there. We've all been in a situation where we might have been lacking some self-worth or some self-discipline, got in a situation. All that matters is that you learn from it and you don't continue to do it. But I will say, we are human. So if you, you know, maybe go backwards, you know, go back a step, okay, fine. It happens to the best. Players mess up. But as long as you keep moving forward, okay, and you know your self-worth, you know that you deserve better, you know that whatever person that you're dealing with doesn't deserve you, and they keep having the same patterns, and they make you feel like shit, and you're questioning so many things, and you're wondering, are you, who's wrong? Are they wrong? Is this worth it? Is this right? Babe, when it gets to that point, you need to leave. Because I will tell you that if it was sent from God, if it was truly for you, it would not be complicated. It would have no complications. It would not make you be questioning so many things. It would be natural. It would feel natural. It would feel right. It will feel right. And you might be like, well, how do you know? Babe, you'll know when you know. And if you know, you know. If it is right for you, you don't have to question it. You don't have to question its authenticity or its intentions if it's really meant for you. Simple. I can't say that any other way. Like, I actually saw this post on Instagram, and it was like, when you protect your peace a little too much and now you spend the majority of your time alone, wake up with zero notifications and go to bed by 10 p.m. Yeah. And then a caption said, maturing is realizing you don't want to be surrounded by drama, stress, or conflict anymore. Babe, preach to the choir. Okay? I'm telling you, once you know your worth, and life just becomes easier. You know, when you know your worth, there's certain things, certain people that you don't want in your life. You don't want to disrupt that balance that you have in your life, that peace that you have in your life, that happiness. You know what I mean? That drive, that ambition. There may be some people that will enter your life and truly, honest to God, disrupt that. Like literally turn your fucking life upside down. Intentional or unintentional, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be, I'm telling you, you really have to have enough discernment to know, is this a person that's truly going to serve me for the better, or are they going to you know, defer me from what I have going on currently. You know, it may suck, you know, not having those good morning text messages, which really, in my opinion, they're a little overrated now. I'm sorry. They actually high-key irritate me. Like, when I was doing the whole dating thing, and it was just like, good morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I think it's nice that someone thought about you to text you good morning, but a part of me feels like it's lost its authenticity. Every single morning, you text good morning the same thing. It kind of feels like a chore, like a task you have to do. So, like, I feel like some guys, though, like, text you good morning just so you don't get pissed off at them. They're like, well, I did text you good morning, so technically, if I do this, you won't get upset in the morning. Like, no, you don't have to. I don't know how to explain it. Just say something else, like, I don't know. Be like, hey, why was the mushroom invited to the party? And then underneath that, be like, because he was a fun guy. I don't know. Like, tell me a dad joke or something. I don't know. I'm not saying use that one. But, you know, like, just change it up. I feel like a consistent good morning text every single day, it just, I feel like it loses its authenticity. And for me, I could low-key probably go without it. A simple, hey, have a good day. That'll be fine with me. But that's not the point. That's not the point. How did we get here? Look, that's that shit I be talking about. I'm so sorry, guys. Back to what I was saying. Who cares about notifications? I don't care. My phone, I wake up, it's dry every day. I don't even care. Do you know why? Because I cut a lot of people off. And actually, you know, now that we're on topic, it's actually really funny because I'm very intentional when it comes to dating and when it comes to like messing with people, like friends, platonically, spiritually, whatever. And I feel that anything that rubs me the wrong way, or I have to question, or I need to like pray about for clarity, or it just feels like a disruption of my peace and my sanity, I will honest to God block you. Or I would just delete your number. I will literally stop talking to you. The moment you display signs and I squint my eyes and I'm just like, and I'm truly, truly, truly questioning your placement in my life. Oh, babe, that you gotta go. Like I said before, if it's sent from God, it won't be any confusion. You won't have to question it. It's simple. I feel like I went off topic so many times. I really, really feel like I did. But I just feel like when it comes to self-worth, guy or girl, I really feel that you live one life. This is your life. Live it to the fullest. And make your own rules. You allow who has access to your life and to your body and to your mind and your presence and your bubble. So please be selective. Please be intentional. Please think about these things before you just invite somebody in. Don't just be all up in a guy's face because he's cute. He could be wanting you for only one thing and one thing only. You give it up and now you're sad because you want a relationship the whole time. He just wanted to hit. Now you're upset. Why are you upset? You didn't ask him what his intentions are. You lack the self-discipline to not sleep with them. And now we're in this position. And I'm not judging because I've been in that situation before. So if anything, I'm speaking from my own personal experience before y'all try to drag me. Okay. Moral of story, have enough self-worth, okay? Have enough discernment to really be like, I don't think this person is meant to be in my life. Have enough self-worth to know, I don't think I should put myself in this position. I don't feel that whatever I'm about to do, whoever I'm about to entertain, whatever the situation is, I don't feel like it's going to help me reach the higher version of myself. So respectfully, I'm gonna like disengage. I'm gonna step away. I'm gonna exit stage left. Okay. Have a good day. Okay. There's nothing wrong with realizing your self-worth and exiting gracefully. There's nothing wrong with that. People do it every day. You're not rude. You're not being bougie. You're not being rude. You're not being stuck up. You know your worth. And if they get pissed, boo-hoo. Boo fucking who. They'll be alright. On to the next. you get your feelings hurt, that's okay. Most times people don't even care. They'll just be going to the next person. That will help boost their ego. I promise you, you will be okay. But that is what I have for today's episode about self-worth. As you can see, this clearly was not a mini episode because now we are at 20 minutes. We are at 20 minutes, but that's okay because guess what? Great vibes have no time limit. They have no time limits. Besides, I also didn't know if this was going to be a mini episode. I literally said that in the beginning because I was so uncertain because I ramble so damn much. I was like, mini episode, regular episode, mini, regular, mini, regular, regular, mini, regular, mini, mini, regular. You know what I mean? I was questioning some things. But yeah, that is all I have for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope it resonated with some of you. I hope you guys enjoyed the background noise. Yeah, music will be incorporated in every video going forward. I know we were having some technical difficulties in the beginning, but we worked on them, okay? We're playing instrumental music. You're welcome. Kind of feels like elevator music, right? But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, so work with me here, okay? But, yeah, that's all I have for today. Let me know how it resonates with you. Make sure you leave comments. Rate the show. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to say, we have ratings on Apple Podcasts. Like, we have, like, 7 ratings at the moment. And I'm obsessed. It's so cute. Oh my gosh. 7 ratings. At one point, we only had 0. Then we had 3. Then we have 5. Now we're at 7. Now I'm hoping for 7,000. But maybe that's a stretch. That's a stretch. But we're making progress. Small steps for mankind, right? But okay, I'm about to go. Hope you guys loved today's episode. And I will see you on the next one. Bye.